Chapter 16. And he said also unto his disciples, A certain man was rich, who had a steward, and he was accused to him as scattering his goods. And having called him, he said to him, What is this I hear about thee? Render the account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest not any longer be steward. And the steward said in himself, What shall I do, because my lord doth take away the stewardship from me? To dig I am not able, to beg I am ashamed. I have known what I shall do, that, when I may be removed from the stewardship, they may receive me to their houses. And having called near each one of his lord's debtors, he said to the first, How much dost thou owe to my lord? And he said, 100 baths of oil. And he said to him, Take thy bill, and having sat down write 50. Afterward to another he said, And thou, how much dost thou owe? And he said, 100 cores of wheat. And he saith to him, Take thy bill, and write 80. And the Lord commended the unrighteous steward that he did prudently, because the sons of this age are more prudent than the sons of the light, in respect to their generation. And I say to you, make to yourselves friends out of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye may fail, they may receive you to the age during tabernacles. He who is faithful in the least, is also faithful in much, and he who in the least is unrighteous, is also unrighteous in much. If, then, in the unrighteous mammon ye became not faithful, the true, who will entrust to you? And if in the other as ye became not faithful, your own, who shall give to you? No domestic is able to serve two lords, for either the one he will hate, and the other he will love, or one he will hold to, and of the other he will be heedless. Ye are not able to serve God and mammon. And also the Pharisees, being lovers of money, were hearing all these things, and were deriding him. And he said to them, Ye are those declaring yourselves righteous before men, but God doth know your hearts, because that which among men is high, is abomination before God. The law and the prophets are till John. Since then the reign of God is proclaimed good news, and every one doth press into it. And it is easier to the heaven and the earth to pass away, than of the law one tittle to fall. Every one who is sending away his wife, and marrying another, doth commit adultery, and every one who is marrying her sent away from a husband doth commit adultery. And, a certain man was rich, and was clothed in purple and fine linen, making merry sumptuously every day. And there was a certain poor man, by name Lazarus, who was laid at his porch, full of sores. And desiring to be filled from the crumbs that are falling from the table of the rich man, yea, also the dogs, coming, were licking his sores. And it came to pass, that the poor man died, and that he was carried away by the messengers to the bosom of Abraham, and the rich man also died, and was buried. And in the Hades having lifted up his eyes, being in torments, he doth see Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And having cried, he said, Father Abraham, deal kindly with me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and may cool my tongue, because I am distressed in this flame. And Abraham said, Child, remember that thou did receive, now, thy good things in thy life, and Lazarus in like manner the evil things, and now he is comforted, and thou art distressed. And besides all these things, between us and you a great chasm is fixed, so that they, who are willing to go over from hence unto you are not able, nor do they from thence to us pass through. And he said, I pray thee, then, Father, that thou mayest send him to the house of my father. For I have 5 brothers, so that he may thoroughly testify to them, that they also may not come to this place of torment. Abraham saith to him, They have Moses, and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if any one from the dead may go unto them, they will reform. And he said to him, If Moses, and the prophets they do not hear, neither if one may rise out of the dead will they be persuaded.